I think that I bring, I guess the first thing is that experience from 2011 being on the board. So I've sort of sat there, felt my way through a couple of terms of the co-chairs and thought, you know, as I play a leadership role in the ACT as well, which I'm sure you're familiar with, there's time and you can sense what's happening in community across the board, you know, across the country. And then sometimes you get the timing right, or you get a sense of the timing for some change and different conversations, but also improving relationships. And those are the kinds of things I certainly see that we have, you know, perhaps dropped the ball in some aspects of our maintaining our engagement with our membership and communities and families, and also renewing, I guess, it's time to renew the relationship with government. So they're the key things that I'm very keen on doing, is increasing or refreshing that relationship with our mob. That's why we're here. That's why we exist. And also to have that relationship with the government.
I guess if you could just explain a little bit about the level of governance that the role of the Congress brings when it comes to advocacy and providing a voice for First Nations people and bringing that through to the government.
Yeah, look, the way I see it is that we have a huge source of leadership amongst our mob throughout our chambers, particularly through Chamber 1, which are essentially those national peak organisations, and they're the experts in the industry about, you know, policy and health and education. You know, that's where I think a lot of our strength lies, but also in the knowledge and expertise on how to deliver services within our Chamber 2 organisations. They're the guys that are in the medical services, in the legal services, on a day-to-day basis dealing with our matters. And I think that we also have, I guess, the individual expertise in Chamber 3 who could also be recipients of the services of 1 and 2. So they're all members. So I think it's a nice mix of the governance of the Congress, and it's a big job for the board of the Congress to be able to pull all that information together and then strategise on where to pursue influence, if you like, some change where we expect to have some significant change. For example, the incarceration rates, you know, that's just unacceptable over many, many decades, and it's just getting worse.
I was going to ask you about that, actually, because I know you've been heavily involved in the ACT around a new justice partnership. Yep. Is that also bringing in discussions around justice reinvestment as well? And what have you been doing with that?
It certainly does. Has been in the ACT. There's exploration around about the ACT government is looking at activities like Mick Gooder's Justice Commissioner's work in Bourke. But we also, in the ACT, the elected body has been adamant and working with some research team from Australian National University and say, well, okay, how can we explore the best way that we can use the resources that we have and not make better use of the existing resources rather than pursuing new resources, because resources are getting smaller and smaller. And in that, we've approached the local Auditor General to help us explore the Indigenous expenditure that comes into the ACT and say, well, how can we better direct these resources? That's going to have a bit much higher impact and a more positive impact. So having those conversations with the Treasury, with Director Generals directly, we think that we're on a path for some change. But I also acknowledge that sometimes it's very hard to change systems, particularly the culture in bureaucracies. So you've really got to sit down and have a conversation with people so that they get it, where you're coming from, and they can reflect on their own decision-making and think, if for themselves whether they're making the right decisions that's impacting positively on community. And, you know, it's community that will come back to us and tell us whether these programs are effective or not. Generally, people, you know, might do some research or assume something's been positive because of the number turnout participation in the program. But doesn't really tell you what the impact is.
You also talk about, before you were elected in as co-chair, about sovereignty and treaty strategies. And I wanted to ask where the National Congress's stance is now as far as the recognition and the actual leading up to this referendum around the recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the Constitution. Is the Congress still very strong on that?
Yes, we are. We stand by our statements for the first round of that expert panel, and we fully supported the recommendations from that. You know, we also are supported and waiting to be engaged in this next process where there's conversations around having the consultation, because when the first expert panel produced its report and its recommendations, the Congress made its statements and was very supportive. I think the landscape has changed a little bit and the timing of the conversations has been stretched out. We get a sense that our people are asking these questions now. Well, what difference is this going to make? How am I going to be better off from a constitutional change, just a recognition in the Constitution? How am I going to be better off? What benefit is there in there for us? There's all kinds of questions and our people are asking some very, very pertinent questions about this, but not really getting the opportunity to express that to the people. Like, I believe that there will be Constitution Council or a referendum council or something, I can't remember what it is, and there is to be a series of consultations. Now, Congress is determined to have consultation amongst ourselves because essentially this is what it is about. This is about us. At the end of the day, when a referendum comes along, the majority of voters are more than likely going to be non-Indigenous peoples, you know, determining an outcome for us once again. We think about these things in the context of let's sit down and get some clear understanding what is going to be the outcome from this and are we going to be any better off, is basically what Joe Bloggs is asking on the street.